Our hero this week is Seth Rich and Rich Wheeler. Seth Rich was a DNC staffer who was shot in the back in the District of Columbia in the early hours of the morning last summer. The question, of course, was why. Shortly after he was shot, WikiLeaks posted a $20,000 reward. WikiLeaks never discloses their sources, but there's a variety of reasons to believe that Seth Rich was the source of the DNC leaks about the extent to which the DNC sort of rigged the campaign for Hillary Clinton over Bernie Sanders. Rich Wheeler is a private investigator who worked for the Seth Rich's family. The family announcement has indicated that he had been sworn to confidentiality, and so if he did say what the press is quoting him as saying, it's in violation of his agreement with them, but he's indicating that there were signs on Rich's laptop that he was emailing with WikiLeaks. There's another report in the press saying that there were as many as I think 40,000 or 400,000, a very significant number of emails or communication between Rich and WikiLeaks. I always assumed when he was shot in the back that it was basically the Clintons. If you look at the Clinton history, there's a long history of people in and around the Clintons being assassinated. Victor Thorne did a great book on Clinton corruption. He did a series of three. The third one is on all the assassinations. And in August 2016, Victor Thorne died mysteriously, not surprisingly. If you look at the leaks about Rich and the timing versus the leaks at the Washington Post about Trump presumably giving away confidential information in a way that compromised intelligence from Israel, it almost looks like that was a leak dumped out on one group, and that group leaked the Seth Rich back, which doesn't surprise me because if you're going to whack Trump and his team, then it's likely to be primarily sort of the neocon side of, or the Democratic side of the neocons. And of course, where are they most vulnerable? They're most vulnerable in the fact that the Russians didn't give WikiLeaks those emails. Seth Rich did, and Seth Rich was assassinated as a result. So if you think it's bad that the Democratic Party is rigging the campaign for Hillary Clinton, imagine how bad it's going to look when the Democratic Party is having their own staff assassinated. Anyway, so the allegation is that Rich was in contact with WikiLeaks, and I believe that's one of the reasons WikiLeaks announced the $20,000 reward. And if you think it was really funny when Assange did that, the Washington establishment went nuts because, as you know, the key to power for the pro-centralization team is the ability to kill with impunity. And when you take away that capacity, you basically pull the rug out from under them. It was really funny. Somebody asked Kim.com, who was Seth Rich? What did he think Seth Rich, or who or what was he? And Kim.com answered, Seth was WikiLeaks' DNC source. Seth was killed for that reason. Seth is one of many Clinton victims. Seth is a hero for preventing Clinton. What .com says is what I believe. And so Seth Rich is our hero tonight. His brother, Seth Rich's brother, is doing a GoFundMe campaign to raise money to help solve the murder of Seth Rich. I'm a donor to that crowdfund, and I've put a link up on Topic. So if you're interested, go make a donation, and let's just hope that truth may come out yet. If you look at the speed at which the Midianite thing is happening back and forth with links, I'm sorry, with leaks, this could come out at any moment. So if you look at the number of cameras in the area in which he was shot in the back, and if you look at the extent to which information circulates around Washington, more than a few people have this information, and it wouldn't surprise me if it got leaked out at some point. Because the if you look at who's leaking now, they have no intention of allowing the Russians to take the heat when in fact it was the DNC who was leaking on themselves.